are tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's December 5th, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. Earlier this week, we talked about Hyundai and Kia both having record Novembers. Ford also had a record November when it came to EV sales. And now Honda's Prologue and Hyundai's Ioniq 5 are among the top five most leased EVs, with the Honda Prologue bizarrely becoming the best-selling GM Ultium platform vehicle in the U.S. Thanks to higher incentives and new lower price models, leasing an electric vehicle is more affordable than ever, including the $7,500 federal tax credit. Some automakers are offering discounts of $10,000 and upwards of $20,000 on select EV models. The discounts have made EVs more reachable than many of their gas-powered equivalents. According to Experian, EVs accounted for more than 10% of new vehicle financing in Q3, surging 30% from last year. Quote, "The growth in EV financing can be attributed to two factors, the EV tax credit and more affordable models hitting the market." That's according to Melinda Zabritsky, Experian's head of automotive financial insights. Experian's new Q3 2024 State of the Automotive Finance Market report revealed EV leasing nearly doubled from last year. Leasing accounted for 45% of all new EV transactions in the third quarter, up 25% last year and 9.5% in Q3 of 2022. The biggest factor in choosing a lease is significantly lower monthly payments. The monthly payment for leasing a new EV was $198 lower than the average monthly payment for a new loan last quarter. Now, EVs are selling like crazy here in the U.S., about to reach 10% of the market, which is a new record here. They're also selling strong in Asia, of course, Europe, of course, but now they're selling stronger in Japan, with BYD gaining a foothold in that country after landing a new deal to use EVs as mobile power sources. BYD Japan announced that it landed a deal with local governments to use its EVs for disaster prevention relief on December 4th. 10 BYD stores in the region signed agreements to support the community. The company said in a statement that the main purpose is to, quote, ensure a rapid and stable supply of electricity in the event of a disaster. BYD will supply electricity to evacuation centers using vehicle-to-home technology. If the power goes out, BYD's EVs are equipped with a V2H adapter, enabling up to 1,500 kilowatts of power stored in the vehicles to power homes and appliances. According to BYD, its Atto 3 electric SUV can supply enough electricity for one household for about 4 days. Since EVs can be easily moved, they are ideal power sources for evacuation centers and other disaster relief facilities. Now, BYD is doing a great job expanding into Japan, expanding into South America, and they may have just figured out a workaround to all those expensive tariffs that are costing them business in Europe. Chinese automakers like BYD have found a workaround there, and it is just heaps and heaps of hybrids, which are bizarrely exempt from Europe's tariff scheme. The European Commission says that tariffs are needed to counter what it says are unfair subsidies, massive government aid in the form of grants, financing, and cheap access to land and raw materials that enables Chinese automakers to undercut rivals in the EU on price, both consuming a large chunk of the market share and putting European jobs at risk. Not to mention that China's spare production capacity of 3 million EVs per year is twice the size of the total EU market. Since the US and Canada apply 100% tariffs on EVs coming from China, Europe has been the most obvious choice for Chinese expansion. In any case, hybrids of all flavors seem to be gaining popularity in Europe and the US, with hybrid exports to Europe more than tripling to 65,800 units from July to October compared to the same period a year earlier. In data from the China Passenger Car Association cited by Reuters, the third quarter hybrids, including PHEVs, accounted for 18% of China's total vehicle sales to Europe, while EV shipments dropped 58% from 62% during the same period. But now the trend is only gaining momentum, and the fact of the matter is that hybrids still run on fossil fuels. That said, this is totally a policy issue. As soon as the Biden administration and the IRA decided that a 7.5 kilowatt hour battery would be sufficient to get a federal tax incentive, that was a shot across the bow for EV manufacturers, specifically favoring hybrids. So regardless of how you feel about the IRA and whether or not that tax incentive was written properly, another major threat from this trend is that Chinese automakers could upend the European plug-in hybrid market, which is dominated by European and Japanese companies with cheaper models that offer better fuel economy. Meanwhile, BYD's first plug-in hybrid model in Europe, the CLU DMI, is priced from 35,900 euros. That's about 37,000 US, with a strategic 700 euro price lower than VW's best-selling plug-in hybrid, the Tiguan, and 10% cheaper than Toyota's CHR plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. BYD is also considering manufacturing both EVs and hybrids at its new plant in Hungary. Now, BYD, of course, is the top-selling plug-in car manufacturer in the world. Checking in with number two, Tesla. Tesla has created a market for aftermarket steering wheel stocks for real, with its stockless vehicles coming out with the most recent Model 3 update. A lot of people have been upset saying that they prefer buttons to the haptic feedback provided by the steering wheels. That created a new market for something like this. An aftermarket Tesla manufacturer, Enhance, has released new attachable stocks for the Model 3. They can replace all of the original functions, except they don't have that back and forth motion, so you can't exactly flash the high beams at somebody that's oncoming traffic. But hey, there's a whole list here of all the compatible functions. We've got the YouTube video. I'll share that in the show notes. And while we're on the topic of the show notes, it's worth bringing up that today's episode is sponsored by Buzz Bicycles, an omnichannel e-bike brand that prioritizes direct-to-consumer sales and has found success in its mission to deliver ultimate transportation solutions at an excellent value for its growing base of e-bike enthusiasts. The company adopted an ethos that the freedom of riding should be fun and accessible for everyone, no matter what adventure lies ahead. As such, the Buzz team has utilized decades of industry experience to deliver a portfolio of e-bikes, all of which have been conceived and designed in Dayton, Ohio, to be comfortable, powerful, safe, and affordable. That lineup includes the Centris folding e-bike, which is as versatile and compact as it is fun. The Class 2 folding e-bike can easily navigate tough terrain thanks to its 20x4-inch knobby tires and front suspension. The Centris is powered by a 48-volt, 500-watt-hour battery pack that can propel it to a top speed of 20 miles an hour for an all-electric range of up to 40 miles on a single charge. When you're not riding, the Centris from Buzz Bicycles folds neatly into 34x22-inch height, making it easy to store at home or to carry in a vehicle on your way to your next ride. The Centris folding bike is available at buzzbicycles.com at a sale price of $8.99, but you can use the promo code ELECTRIC200 for additional $200 off. That's a $500 discount in total. Buzz Bicycles Black Friday deals are available now through the link in the description below, but these deals end December 8th, so check them out while supplies last. Thanks for Buzz Bicycles for sponsoring us all week. We love to see it. And hey, hopefully we get to continue doing this as we move on. And speaking of moving on, this is something that is completely different, possibly the most different thing from an e-bike that you could possibly conceive. This is a Tesla Plaid powered Cobra replica that is insanely light and fast for an EV monster. Obviously, the Tesla Model S Plaid, one of the fastest vehicles, quickest accelerating vehicles too, that you can buy on public roads. What these guys have essentially done is put that awesome power into a vehicle that weighs about a third less, or maybe a third as much, than a standard Model S. This is bananas. It's lots of power in a tiny package. Super, super fun. They had to make the chassis longer to fit the powertrain. They did a whole bunch of channeling and chopping. This is really cool stuff. You can see in the body where they riveted in new aluminum panels to change the shape. This is really cool gearhead classic type of stuff. Check this out. This will also be in the show notes. Tons of fun there. Now, as usual, we like to end these shows talking about utility, talking about the grid. Today is no different. These new Texas homes come free with backup batteries. This is select Lennar communities in Austin and Dallas-Fort Worth will now be ready for customers to move in with base power home backup batteries for free when homeowners sign up for Base Energy's monthly electricity service. Base Power is a licensed electricity provider that operates in deregulated areas of Texas. It functions as a virtual power plant, which means Base's battery helps keep the grid stable when it's up and running. And when the grid goes down, the battery keeps the power on at home. That means Lennar homeowners will get backup power during outages, along with potential energy bill savings, and they'll pay no upfront costs typically associated with home batteries or generators. Base's model is such that it gets paid by the grid rather than the homeowners. The pilot partnership between Base and Lennar is at Firefly Point in Hutto, Rancho del Cielo in Jarrell, and Rancho Canyon in Haslett. I don't know where any of those places are. Never heard of it. So, hey, if you know what that's all about, let us know in the comments. Lennar homeowners at these sites who enroll with Base's electricity service will get a 20 kilowatt hour backup battery, and the installation is free. The plan is to expand the offering to other Lennar communities across Texas. It's a timely move, too. Quote, over the past summer, more than 3.5 million Texans lost power due to extreme weather and other factors. That's according to Eric Fetter, president of Lennox, which manages Lennar's innovation and venture capital investing. Our investment in base helps Lennar homeowners avoid this increasingly common occurrence with a worry-free solution. You love to see it. Battery energy storage, obviously a huge part of the energy conversation going forward, and we are going to be covering all of that on Electric, so be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss any of the big news there.